The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back, Buffalo Bills fans. It's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com and the host of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. You can send in your questions for next week's episode at 716-508-0405. That's a voicemail line, or you can text that number, 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at Rumblings Q&A with word and spelled out in the middle. You can send us Facebook or Instagram messages to the Buffalo Rumblings official accounts, and they will make their way to me. Email in your questions, buffalorumblings@sbnation.com. Lots of ways to get in touch with the show. In a couple weeks, we have our Ask Me Anything episode coming up, so you can start sending in your questions for the Ask Me Anything episode right now. So any questions about anything that doesn't have to do with the Buffalo Bills. You can, of course, send in your Buffalo Bills questions for next week's episode as well right now, using any of those methods that we just went over. We've got a really special episode of Q&A this week. Instead of you all asking me questions, I asked my family some questions. So I sat down with my 6-year-old son, Patrick, and my 10-year-old daughter, Lucy, and then my lovely wife, Mrs. Warren, and we sat down and I asked them a bunch of questions about the current Bills, about what it's like to be, you know, in the room with me on game day, and just kind of going from there. It's an interesting podcast. I initially thought of it on Father's Day. So I think in the future we'll record it for Father's Day every year, and I'll just talk to my kids about the Buffalo Bills, and we'll put it through that way. But it also kind of goes along with the family memes that have been coming out around F9, the Fast and the Furious movie with Vin Diesel. Going around the internet right now. So we do have Buffalo Bills training camp coming up in 3 weeks. So make sure you send in your pre-training camp questions for next week's episode. We've got the Ask Me Anything episode coming up as well. So send in those questions. Without further ado, let's move on to my interview with my family, starting with my 6-year-old son. All right, what's your name?
Patrick Warren.
Hi, Patrick. I've got some questions for you about the Bills and Daddy, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Okay. What would you say Daddy is like during the Bills game?
He tries... he screams.
He screams?
So they can win.
So they can win?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's... what's your favorite snack to eat during the Bills games?
Skittles.
Skittles. Okay. And how do you think Daddy would celebrate if the Buffalo Bills won the Super Bowl?
Make a super big party that lasts all day.
A super big party that lasts all day. Would he do that before they won the Super Bowl or after they won the Super Bowl?
After, so you know they won.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Buffalo Bills memory with Daddy? Something we did together around the Bills?
When we watched it together.
when we watched it together. That's a good one. I used to watch the Bills with my dad too. Who is your favorite Buffalo Bills player?
All of them.
It's a good answer. All right. I've got a couple quick questions for you that are going to be rapid fire right in a row. Okay. What color are the Buffalo Bills helmets?
Red, white, blue.
Okay. Who's the starting quarterback of the Buffalo Bills? Who is the head coach of the Bills?
You know, I don't know that, Dad.
Oh, got work to do. Do you know what team beat the Bills last season to send them home and end it?
KC's,
the Kansas City Chiefs. That's right. What is the name of the Buffalo Bills stadium? Do you know where it is?
In Rochester.
In Rochester. Okay. Finish this sentence. The Bills make me wanna...
Shout!
Very good. Patrick, it's been wonderful having you as a guest on the Buffalo Rumblings Q&A podcast. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
So what's your name?
Lucy Warren.
Hi, Lucy. You don't have to yell. It's fine. We got it.
Okay.
What's your daddy like during the Bills games?
He is very excited, and he's always nervous that the Bills aren't going to win, and he rarely does not scream.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. Sometimes it's a bad way because the Bills just like did something stupid or something like that.
What's your favorite snack to eat during the Bills games?
I don't know. Probably tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips. Do you like anything on the tortilla chips or just plain tortilla chips?
No. I'm weird and I don't like salsa.
Okay. How do you think Daddy would celebrate if the Bills won the Super Bowl?
He would probably, like, be really excited and scream. And we would probably we would probably go out for dinner or breakfast or something like that.
Ah, that's good. Do you have a favorite Buffalo Bills memory with Daddy?
So the... Last year, or I can't even remember, when the Bills almost made it to the Super Bowl, we actually brought my mattress into the living room and put bedding on it, and we all watched the game from my bed, and Patrick actually fell asleep. And Dad woke me up once by screaming.
I remember that, too. It's a good memory. It's a good memory.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite Buffalo Bills player?
Only name I know is Josh Allen.
Ooh, Josh Allen. Okay, it's a good one. Okay, so here's some quick questions. Just rapid fire. Should be easy to answer.
Okay,
here we go. What color are the Buffalo Bills helmets?
White and red? Or white and blue? I don't know.
Okay. Who is the starting quarterback of the Buffalo Bills?
Josh Allen.
Who is the head coach of the Buffalo Bills?
Josh Allen.
No.
I don't know any of them.
What team eliminated the Bills from the playoffs last year?
It was something. Bird name or something.
Bird name?
Yeah, it was like a bird name or something.
What is the name of the Bills stadium?
Oh, no. The Bills stadium, I would guess?
That's what it was last year, yeah. You got it right.
Yay!
Do you know where the stadium is located? What city? What town?
Buffalo.
It's a good guess. Finally, finish this sentence. The Bills make me wanna...
Shout!
Way to go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the podcast, Lucy.
Sure thing.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. Can you just say your name for the record here?
Maggie Warren.
And how long have you known me?
20 years.
20 years, so 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So just for the record, how have the Bills done over the course of that 20 years?
Not so great, bud.
Not so great. That's right. So you've been with me through a lot of lows for the Buffalo Bills. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So having been through so many terrible games with me, but also like this most recent season when everything was good, what's it like to be with me during a Buffalo Bills game?
Well, this past season, it was great. You were happy. They were winning.
What about before?
Before, years and years ago, even before we had children, I avoided you like the plague. You were very grumpy. You yelled a lot. After we had kids, you had to tone it back for either nap schedules or, you know, language. But you've also tried to make it a family-friendly event.
Okay. What's your favorite snack for the Buffalo Bills games?
Chicken wing dip.
Chicken wing dip.
And the Paula's donuts that are like footballs.
Paula's donuts that are like footballs.
Mm-hmm.
Paula's donuts, you can feel free to sponsor our podcast. That would be wonderful.
Or send donuts.
Send donuts. Yes, that would be cool. That's sponsoring the podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you think I would celebrate personally if the Buffalo Bills won the Super Bowl?
I would hope you would be at the Super Bowl. I think that if they go to the Super Bowl, you should be there. And then you would be celebrating like a maniac with the rest of the herd.
The herd. The herd of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, cool. That'd be fun. What would you... So if I'm at the Super Bowl, what would you and the kids be doing here while I was there?
I imagine we'd be with our family watching. I would be eating.
Eating. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you have a favorite Buffalo Bills memory with me?
Yeah. Just this past season, you know, coming off of COVID and some personal family stress with us moving. Them having a wonderful season was kind of a bright spot in our lives because it gave us something to look forward to as a family on Sundays or even a Saturday game when... we would plan fun foods or trips to get food in Buffalo and then watch as a family. And you were in a very good mood.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bar Bill Wings will do that for you. And Bar Bill, you can feel free to reach out to me to sponsor my podcast by sending me chicken wings. I can eat them during the podcast. It might be gross to sound, but
yeah.
But I'd still do it.
Yes.
I'd take one for the team. Who is your favorite Buffalo Bills player?
That's an unfair question because, you know, I don't know people.
Go back. You remember watching when you were a kid.
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly's your favorite Buffalo Bills player. Why?
Because he's the most popular that I know.
Oh, okay. There you go. Explain my relationship with Tom Brady.
What suit you want to be buried in?
What suit do you want to be buried in? Okay. Now, for the record, that is not me threatening Tom Brady. That goes back to Jay Leno, I think, threatening Tom Brady on Family Guy episode. I mean, this is years ago, but it's a recurring joke for us. Okay, some rapid fire questions to end this. Just like right off the top of your head.
Okay.
Quick answers. What color are the Buffalo Bills helmets?
Oh dear. Blue?
Okay. Who's the starting quarterback of the current Buffalo Bills?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Who's the head coach of the current Buffalo Bills?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. What team eliminated the Bills from the playoffs this past season?
Oh, I forgot. I don't know, but they played mean.
But they played
mean.
Mean, yes. I remember. What is the name of the Buffalo Bills stadium?
Is it still Ralph Wilson Stadium? Or New Era? It's New Era? Not anymore? I don't know.
It's okay. Where is the stadium located?
Orchard Park.
Orchard Park. Very good. Finish this sentence. The Bills make me wanna...
Shout.
Thank you for coming on to my podcast, Maggie.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure.
I am a wealth of Bills knowledge.
Well, clearly I have some work to do, so I'm going to get on that. While I work on that, you can send in your questions for next week's episode or our Ask Me Anything episode coming up in a couple weeks by calling or texting 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at RumblingsQ&A on Twitter, and that's with the word and spelled out in the middle. You can email us buffalorumblings@sbnation.com. You can send us Facebook or Instagram messages to the official Buffalo Rumblings account as well, and they'll get to me. Lots of ways to get in touch with the show. Have your questions answered before training camp picks up some steam here coming up at the end of the month. Go Bills.